The top stories from Liberation Radio. The Bank of England's ruling out an interest rate cut. The bank governor says inflation holding at 4% is encouraging, but isn't enough to cut rates yet. And a former general with accusations of human rights abuses has won Indonesia's presidential election. Early results show him winning more than 50% of the vote, avoiding a runoff later in the year. In the islands, Jersey's General Hospital's taking part in a trial to cut heart disease deaths. Seven hospitals around the British Isles are taking part. They're hoping early detection of the condition could cut the death rate by a quarter. An IT upgrade for Guernsey's police will mean more officers on the streets. The new system's expected to give them 4 to 5 hours a day more to spend outside of headquarters. An empty property could be used to house the elderly. St Juan's Constable wants parishioners to approve the purchase of Marsh House for just under £1 million. And Specsavers are celebrating 40 years in business. The world's biggest eye care brand started trading from a spare room in Guernsey in 1984. They now have 2,500 stores in 11 countries. Stay up to date with Channel Islands News with the Liberation Radio News Podcast on the Liberation Radio app and website, or ask your smart speaker to enable the Liberation Radio skill.